This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will reach Kokrajhar in the afternoon and will perform Bhumi Pujan, lay foundation stones and flag off projects worth rupees 4,570 crore. On the same occasion, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop in Kokrajhar and will also flag off three new trains, Kamakhya Charlapalli Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express and Narangi Agartala Express. Following directives issued through a notification from the central government, the supply department has urged residents to use cooking gas and petroleum products such as petrol and diesel judiciously. In a statement, the department cited a notification from the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas stating that the country currently maintains adequate stocks of cooking gas, petrol and diesel, along with sufficient reserves. However, the ministry also noted that the situation in the Middle East remains unstable due to an ongoing conflict. In view of this uncertainty, the supply department has advised the public to use cooking gas and other petroleum products economically to help prevent any potential supply disruptions in the future. Military activity across West Asia has intensified over the past few hours, with fresh strikes and aerial interceptions reported in several parts of the region. Israeli military says its aircraft carried out strikes in Tehran, targeting checkpoints run by the Basiji Parliament paramilitary force. According to Israeli Defense Forces, the attacks focus on roadblocks used by Iranian security forces to control movement inside the capital. Tensions also remain high around the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said the strait remains a tool of pressure, adding that some vessels may still be allowed to pass if they coordinate directly with the Iranian Navy. More from our correspondent.
Security across GCC countries remain on high alert as the conflict in West Asia continues to escalate. All the GCC states have reported missile and drone threats since the start of the crisis, prompting increased air defense operation and tighter protection around critical infrastructure. In Saudi Arabia, air defense systems have intercepted drones targeting energy facilities, including areas near the kingdom's eastern oil corridor. Authorities have strengthened security around major oil installations and key cities. Bahrain, which hosts the United States' Fifth Fleet, has also reported multiple interceptions of drones and missiles and remains under heightened military readiness. In the United Arab Emirates, air defense systems remained active throughout the day as authorities monitored incoming threats. Reports indicate that UAE forces intercepted 10 ballistic missiles and 26 drones launched from Iranian territory yesterday. Officials say that UAE does not seek escalation but will firmly respond to any violation of its sovereignty. Meanwhile, UAE has allowed expatriate residents currently abroad whose residency visas have expired to return to the country without obtaining new entry permit. Under a temporary measure announced by the Federal Authority of Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The Indian equity markets opened sharply lower early today as crude oil prices due to the US-Iran war weighed on investor sentiments. The Sensex lost 516 points to reach 75,517 and Nifty eased 174 points to reach 23,464. Main broad cap indices performed in line with the benchmark indices as the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 declined 0.84% and Nifty Small-Cap 100 lost 1.08%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.